Hey guys, and welcome to the WWE Podcast Quick Hits. We've got some breaking news right now. WWE has come to terms with Zelina Vega. She got future endeavored, as you probably have heard by now. If you haven't, they have released her. No reasons have been given at this time. I think it's a little bit early for reasons to come out. And her going on podcasts probably won't happen for, you know, a week or two, I would assume. Typically, when things like this happen, you have those individuals, you know, need some time to kind of decompress and figure out what's going on before they jump on to a show. So we probably will get the answer sooner than later. But here is something also pretty explosive that came out of the newswire related to this, of Zelina Vega's response. And she tweeted out that she supports unionism. And that's a big deal. She said she supports unionization. And that clearly has something to do with her release, that she supports it, because she put this tweet out right before the release, press release went out. But that doesn't mean that her tweet led to her immediate release. It could have meant that she was going to get released anyway. And then she said, well, the hell with it, I support unionization. And the timing just worked out that WWE, their tweet came out after this I support unionization tweet. So now look, do I think a wrestler's union will ever take place? The answer is no. I don't think a wrestler's unionization will ever take place, because you know, there are just too many personalities, too many egos. I don't think a wrestler's union will ever be a thing. Plus, if this was the reason that she actually got released, or part of the reason, then I think it creates a pretty toxic culture on her way out. I mean, it continues to add to the, I think, pressure and just negative backstage feeling that most people have, that they're fearful of their jobs. And also, Zelina Vega, as I'm speaking here, tweeted out also that she said, I want to say thank you very much for the last 3 to 4 years, WWE Universe. It was incredible. I would have never been able to say this is for you, Dad, if certain people did not believe in me. I love you all, and I couldn't have done it without your support. So thanking the fans, not WWE, if you notice, for her, for what she's been able to accomplish. And it's just interesting timing. I mean, she just split off from the team of Andrade and Angel Garza and Austin Theory. She went off to be a single star, competed against Asuka, lost twice against Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship. I'm not sure if, again, this kind of came out of the blue, if they needed to cut some more talent for money reasons. I would think not, given that no other stars have been released. So this is certainly a shock. I think it's a big loss for WWE. I don't think they really understand what they are losing here. This is a big deal. A big deal for WWE to lose someone like this, when I don't think they ever really realized what they had. I have been singing her praises since day one, about her ability to speak and make you believe. Her presence on camera was uncanny. I think she had more of a presence and more of a promo style that actually got you engaged than the majority of the women's roster. I've always believed that her best days were as women's champion at some point. I've always believed that she could be the face of the women's division. I was really just excited when she finally got that break off from being a manager to her own singles career. I was excited for her. I was excited for the women's division, a women's division that certainly needs a little bit of a kick in the pants right now, considering that you have Charlotte still on the shelf, although not too much longer. You have Becky Lynch out on maternity leave. She's due, I mean, shortly with her baby. Ronda Rousey obviously has been gone for over a year now. So this women's roster does need a bit of a kick, and having her come in as in a singles role was a breath of fresh air. It said, hey, this is great. Let's add her to the mix. And certainly something went wrong badly somewhere, whether it has to do with the unionization tweet or it was just a tweet that she put out after she knew she was being released. We will know probably in the weeks to come. I am, again, saddened by this because I'm such a Zelina Vega fan. I know that she's got so much to give to that we haven't even seen. There's so much untapped potential. It's like the tip of the iceberg, and underneath the water is a monster of an iceberg, right? Like we got the tip, but we never got that full potential realized in WWE. So again, a big loss for WWE, a big loss for the women's division in WWE, but clearly there was something brewing that maybe we didn't know about, or she was even blindsided by that we don't know, or the unionization thing. And again, to just one last point on the unionization, I would be all for it for the men and women who are in WWE. I would be all for the unionization of the talent. But as Jim Ross has always said, and I agree, you know, he's been in the business for 40 years. They can't even agree what to wear to the ring, much less agree on benefits and raises and protection, you know, all these things. Good luck. And I agree. It probably will never happen given the egos and number of personalities involved. It probably won't. But if it ever did, I'm all for it. I just don't think it's a realistic thing given the environment and type of personalities involved and really what would go into it. I don't think it'll happen because of that. But certainly anybody who has started rumblings in WWE or is even rumored of trying to start a unionization, I'm sure are on WWE's radar for possible termination. That is the last thing WWE wants, is for wrestlers to unionize, because it takes a lot of the power away from the organization and puts it into the hands of the wrestlers themselves. And that, I think, would cause chaos and WWE corporate. I don't think that's what they want. They've been able to label them as independent contractors rather than actual employees of the company. And they've gotten away with this forever because it has always benefited the organization to have them as such, because then they're not truly employees, which cuts expenses off the top. You don't have to worry about benefits. They're not true employees. They work at their own risk. They have to pay their own way for travel. There's a lot of money that gets that really gets avoided for WWE, a lot of unspent debt that they don't have to incur if they don't. So now the question is, where does Zelina Vega go, if anywhere? You know, I know we all think that it's going to be AEW, right? When someone gets released from WWE, what do we all immediately think? AEW. And I think that sometimes that's a false reaction that is not always true and shouldn't always be true, that AEW picks up the scraps from WWE, the reject, so to speak. So it's like an island of misfit toys. So in this case, though, I would push back strongly that she would not fit well in AEW. I think she would actually fit perfectly for AEW. Being able to let the muzzle, so to speak, off of her, getting her into an environment that is the opposite of WWE, I think she would thrive in a big, big way. I really believe that. I really think that she would be a perfect fit in AEW. Now, I think that she should take some time, or she probably will take some time. I'm not directing her what to do. I'm sure she will take some time for herself, get herself organized, have conversations when she's ready, if she's ready to come back to wrestling or continue with wrestling. And ultimately, whether it's a month, 2 months, 6 months, you will see Zelina Vega in AEW. I think she would fit in very well, even if it's just in her manager role to start. But I think her best days, as I've said, always said about her, are in front of her as a single star in a women's division. Now, again, I envisioned her as Raw or SmackDown Women's Champion. That is out of the window now. And she is now future endeavored. It's going to be very interesting to see what podcast she lands on first. Maybe it'll be this one, right? she has said that she loves us, by the way. Like, she did tweet us before my Twitter account got banned on May 19th of this year for unknown reasons. She did say she loves us. She says, I-L-Y, you guys, right? I love you guys. So she knows we exist, although our Twitter handle is on wrestling_audio, no longer the WWE podcast. But wherever she lands, whatever podcast she ends up on, it's going to be a huge show because fans want to know, right? Fans feel like they have a right to know. And whether they do or not, it's the fans that ultimately drive your success. And maybe, you know, some schools of thought, fans are due an explanation. On the other side, this is a personal matter. And this is not maybe fans' business as to what happened. But knowing what I know about wrestlers that have left WWE, the pattern has been that they eventually open up on some platform. It seems to be Chris Jericho who's getting the big shows or the big interviews with these folks. But it certainly could be another podcast that eventually grabs her. And when they do, it's going to be a huge show for that individual podcast. And to be honest, I'm interested to know exactly what happened. I have, you know, a feeling that it ultimately will come down to exactly what we all think, that it is a toxic environment in WWE. It's a tense environment. It's an environment that everyone works in just hard enough not to get fired, that they don't work for the fans. They work to please Vince, which is not always one and the same. It is a micromanaged environment and a stressful environment. And we have heard this confirmation from Luke Harper. We've heard it from Dean Ambrose, among others, right? CM Punk, a number of years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago now. But it seems to all kind of congregate into that belief about the WWE environment, about, you know, where they came from and how much better it is now of where they are, wherever it may be. And I have a very strong feeling that Zelina Vega is going to follow suit, that she is going to also confirm what we already know in the environment backstage in WWE. The micromanagement, the stress, the expectations, the lack of creative input, the stupid creative stuff that they've had to do, the inconsistencies, the chaos, right? So I have a very strong feeling that Zelina Vega is going to come out at some point and make those statements and confirm what we already think that we do know. I'm continuing to check her Twitter feed now as I'm recording this to see if there's anything new, and there's not. I mean, she, again, thanked us, the fans, and said that she supports unionization. I have a feeling that she will also soon, very soon, be changing her username on Twitter. Right now, it's Zelina Vega, and her actual name is, well, her username is Zelina_Vega WWE. I have a feeling sooner than later that is going to be something that she takes away, the WWE part. Last point I'll make, how does this affect Aleister Black? How does this affect what Aleister Black is doing in WWE? Now, we haven't really seen him do a whole lot, if anything. And my suspicion is that he is, I don't want to say he's far behind, meaning WWE is also going to release him, but I'm sure that he is going to probably, he's not going to be happy with the company, right? I mean, no matter what the situation is, to let your wife go and then you stay, it's not good for morale. It's not even good for morale overall, not even just for Aleister Black, right? Aleister Black is probably the one who is ultimately going to be most affected, but it also sends a message throughout your entire locker room that we are cutthroat here. We don't care about feelings. We do what's best for business. Everything else gets put aside. That's the message you're sending. Now, again, I don't know all the ins and outs, so I'm probably, I mean, I'm under assumptions, which is never a good thing to do. Assuming is never good in any part of life. You know, you want facts, but we're limited in facts. I'm going on historical data from others that have left the company and have confirmed what we all think the environment's like. But it continues. If this is true, and it's generally the same thing that happened to Zelina, this is not good for morale overall in the company to do this. Now, again, maybe something happened that she did that we don't know about. But I tend to believe that it is certainly just a, I don't want to say mostly in WWE on this one, but we'll see. I'm going to stop making assumptions and we will see what happens when things come out. Her Twitter feed will be something I'll keep an eye on. You know, let me know if you guys have any theories or thoughts on exactly why she was let go, what you think about her release. It certainly took me by surprise. You know, I thought it was one of those bait clicks or clickbaits. That's what it is, clickbaits. On Facebook, I was just kind of scrolling through my feed and I see one of the wrestling groups I belong to post it. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Because they put up jokes and stuff like that. And I'm like, no way. Sure enough, go to WWE's website and Zelina Vega has been released. Period. And I'm just like, wait, what? We just saw her. She just had a women's championship match a month ago. So this seems like it was something sudden. Or maybe they said, we don't know what to do with her. Let's give her one shot at the in a singles run, in a singles match for the women's championship. And if it's something we really like, we'll continue. If not, she's gone. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But it's a big loss for the company. And I think they're going to realize that if she goes to AEW and becomes a massive star, which I think she absolutely has the potential to do. She has just so much untapped potential that has not really been, has not been shown on camera, right? I think there's a lot there, and they didn't seem to give her a fair shake, and be very, very curious to see what she says when she finally does come out. But guys, thanks so much for coming on with the quick hits. I know that this is not something I do very often, but when big news hits, this is where you'll see it, or hear it, rather. I'm working on getting things set up for my YouTube channel. I do have it, and they're old videos. I haven't put up a video in a couple of weeks. I'm getting a new computer, so that should help with video editing and things like that. So videos will resume soon on YouTube at youtube.com/thewwepodcast. So check us out there. Yeah, so I'll be back on Sunday with your week in review, but I wanted to pop on because this is super important. Also, check out Anthony DeMarco's rivalries with CM Punk versus The Rock. I'm very excited to listen to that, and I'll give my thoughts on that on Sunday because it's a rivalry that I don't think I've ever really dove into in a long time since it happened. So check that out. I know that you guys are enjoying the show. I am too. So and also Michael Ritter's SmackDown review coming to you tomorrow. So certainly another show coming, and New Japan Pro Wrestling with Zach Downing. So we've got 1, 2, 3 more shows to go before the week ends. And I appreciate it, all of you guys who have commented and rated us on Apple Podcasts, which is, by the way, the best way that you can help us is just subscribe on Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star rating if you enjoy the show. Alrighty, guys, that's it for me on Quick Hits. I'll be talking to you soon.